Abortion is the expulsion of a human fetus before it is viable. Let me state that again. Abortion is the expulsion of a human fetus before it is viable. That's according to the Random House Dictionary. What a definition that is, isn't it? Expulsion. Now, my fellow Americans and fellow Christians, we have a new definition of murder, of killing. Expulsion. So that now abortionists are expulsionists. They reach inside the womb of an expectant mother, and they, the expulsionist, expel the fetus before it is viable. The thing in the womb, to an abortionist, is a mere fetus. It's not a baby. Not a human being. It is a thing to be expelled, cut off literally from the nourishment and the warmth and the love of the mother to be. Expel the thing. No problem, no problem, for it is not yet supposedly human, not viable. Life for the abortionist does not begin at conception, but somewhere down the road. Oh, how tragic that is for this thing, this fetus in the womb, when someone who cares absolutely nothing about this thing has the right to declare it alive or not. Pretty scary stuff, don't you think? Once in our once-upon-a-time civilized and humane country, a fetus was thought to be a human being, alive after the very first trimester, after the first 3 months in the womb, actually at conception. Abortions, the killing of a human being in the womb, were generally forbidden, beginning with the 4th month of pregnancy. And then it was extended to the 2nd trimester. And then abortion was allowed essentially without time limit in the case of rape of the mother or incest or the life-threatening health of the mother or the baby. That was then. Today, when it comes to the life of a human being in the womb, virtually anything goes, and tragically so. The killing, the slaughter, the murder of a baby human being can now occur at birth or even after. Can you believe that? Roe v. Wade legalized these butcheries and murders January 22, 1973. That's 45 years ago, my fellow Americans. 5 men out of 9 declared it to be a constitutional right that women have the right to abort, to kill their babies in the womb, if they so choose. 5 men decided that. And since that time, it is estimated that as many as 65 to 70 million babies have been murdered in the womb. In my view, my fellow Christians, that is infanticide at its worst. In fact, these abortions are the killings of human beings even more so than all of the human beings who died in the Second World War. Can you believe that? But no matter the numbers, the killings, the abortions go on, and they become easier, legally easier to obtain, as one restriction after another is removed. Ah, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, says the Scriptures. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. And we can be certain that the Creator of all human life will repay these killers. The most abortion-friendly state in our nation is Vermont. This once great state, which proclaimed to the world, live free or die, I guess that's for everybody except babies in the womb. This state has no restrictions, none in a state law regarding abortions, none. No matter, the Vermont legislature chose to codify the none. The no restrictions against abortion. Why did they do that? For fear that the new Supreme Court majority might find a way to overturn the disastrous Roe versus Wade. Boy, wouldn't that be a godsend? The Vermont legislation proposes that performing or assisting with illegal abortion procedures shall not be subject to any civil, criminal, or administrative liability or penalty. Wow. Have at it. Kill the baby. No matter who they are or how qualified these so-called health practitioners may be, if they engage in the practice of abortion, no matter what happens according to the language of this legislation, any of them, no matter who they are, will not be subject to any civil, criminal or administrative liability or penalty, no matter what they do. I find that shocking, even sickening, and I hope you do too. Lawrence Zupan, the Republican candidate for senator who lost to Bernie Sanders in November in Vermont, said the following of this legislation. This ghoulish, grisly, and garish proposed law would codify abortion at any stage, right through the day before birth, as a fundamental human right. Wow. In short, the legislation, said Zupan, the legislation, should it pass, and it will, legalizes murder of a fully viable baby. A human being as it spends its last day in the womb, fully ready for life, but never allowed to live one day of that life as God himself intended. Before Vermont and New York and Virginia and Roe v. Wade, would anyone have ever believed that we the people, we who are pledged to the pursuit of life, life, liberty, and happiness, would ever authorize or conspire in the killing of some 65 million baby human beings? Would any rational, caring human being ever thought like that? And as if that is not enough, there is more. Now, there is proposed legislation in some states which would actually make it legal to kill a baby after birth. Here's a baby, brand new, alive, and you can kill it. If the mother had chosen to abort the baby prior to or at birth, and for some reason the abortion failed and the baby was born alive, some legislation actually proposes that the abortion process can be carried on and the baby terminated after birth. Can you believe that? Boy, if that isn't flat-out murder, flat-out killing with malice aforethought, I don't know what is. The killing in the womb gone wrong, so the killing is completed outside the womb. Listen to this dialogue with a legitimate abortion doctor, an obstetrician. This doctor was asked, "What is your obligation if, in fact, a baby is born alive?" And the doctor responded as follows, "It depends on the gestational age. But just as a human being," referring to herself, I should assume, "but just as a human being, you would want to comfort, at least comfort care. You really just keep it warm, you know. It will eventually pass." That's the remarks of a human being? That sounds to me like the remarks of a flat-out killer. What this doctor seems to be saying is that you, the doctor, can function as murderer as long as the baby is in the womb. But if the abortion fails and the baby is born alive, then all of a sudden you transition from murderer to human being, and as such, you recognize the baby as a human being, and now, all of a sudden, instead of killing, you comfort the baby. You comfort the baby by keeping it warm, because it soon will pass. That is, it soon will die. And that's the objective. Keep it comfortable while it's dying. I find that shocking and sickening, and I hope and pray you do as well. God help the once great state of Vermont and New York and Virginia and any other state which passes this kind of legislation. I personally believe that pro-choice is murder. Murder. And I would do everything in my power to champion pro-life, and I hope and pray you do as well. And then there is New York. New York. On January 22, 2019, the anniversary date of Roe v. Wade, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed into law one of the nation's most extreme abortion bills. This brutal law removes any provision to care for a baby that is born alive after an attempted abortion. It also removes any possibility that any unborn baby older than 24 weeks could be seen as a homicide victim. Even after 24 weeks, go ahead and murder the baby. It also allows abortion if a healthcare practitioner deems it necessary to protect the mother's life or health. Health, the Supreme Court has stated, should be defined with the widest possible latitude, which of course includes emotional and psychological health, which can mean anything, anything at all. This governor, Governor Cuomo, claims to be a practicing Roman Catholic. And even so, he has no problem with this bill. He separates, he says. He separates himself as a person, as an individual, from his constitutional duties as a governor. No matter how contradictory legislation may be to Catholic principles and tenets, he just doesn't care as governor. That is the height of hypocrisy, and that would never exculpate this governor before the Almighty who created him. Cuomo's justification for the legislation was the promise he made to pass this law because of the possibility that the U.S. Supreme Court, because of the appointment of Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, might one day reverse Roe v. Wade. And someday, the Supreme Court just might do that. But not to worry, abortionists. New York, like Vermont, will make certain, it'll make certain that the killings go on. What is equally alarming is the fact that there are a total of 8 American states, 8, which have no time limit on elective abortion. None. No time limit at all. Those states are Alaska, Colorado, Kansas, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont, and New York. No time limit at all for abortion. None. Kill the baby at any time, no matter the reason, up to the very day of birth. My fellow Americans and fellow Christians, let me read these states once again. If you live there, you should be horrified. Alaska, Colorado, Kansas, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont, New York. Shame on all 8 of you. Shame on you. This company, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, owns radio stations in Colorado, New York, and Oregon. We are embarrassed, dismayed, saddened that the people of these 3 great states, in addition to the other 5 in which we work, could enact such inhumane and barbarous legislation. And as we can, we will fight for this legislative repeal with all of our might. So, my fellow Americans and fellow Christians, look at young babies. Just take a look at them. Look at these marvelous human beings, this wonderful expression of life created by God Almighty. Look at them in the very first days of their lives. Look at brand new babies born in your very own family, or perhaps your very own child, your very own newborn baby. Look at these human beings. They are nothing but lovely and lovable. Then turn back the clock, figuratively so. Turn back the clock a month. Think of this precious human bundle of life in the womb, savagely attacked by the knives and scalpels of an abortionist, and the killing, the murder of this baby, this human being you immediately love so much, happens. And that is what has happened to some 65 million babies, or perhaps many, many more, uncounted. I think it's much more than that. Those who were meant to live and for us to love, but they were murdered in the womb. If you can imagine, tolerate, even condone the abortion of a baby you love, then you can champion pro-choice. But I'll never understand how you could. There is no real viable alternative other than pro-life. But if you would love, cherish, and protect the young human being whom God has entrusted to you, then you should champion pro-life. You should, aggressively, everywhere, with everyone, and for every baby, and with all your might. There's nothing more wonderful than the birth of a baby boy or baby girl. Nothing more wonderful. Every human being, and certainly every Christian, should stand up against abortion every way possible. And as Franklin Graham of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association states in the wonderful magazine Decision, unless the church stands up, says Franklin Graham, unless the church stands up and proclaims biblical truth about gender, marriage, sex, and the sanctity of life, the sanctity of life, it, the church, will be responsible. It will be responsible if it doesn't stand up. And so should you. You, my fellow Christians, you should stand up against abortion.